There's a very famous violinist by the name of Yitzhak Perlman. This man is a man that was born with polio, and he walks onto stage to play with his crutches and his whole body brace. It's a terribly sad sight to see, but on the other hand, he's a very famous violinist. The story goes as follows. There was a huge performance planned, hundreds of people lined up to come into the hall to see Yitzhak Perlman play in his orchestra. And there it is, the stage is set, the curtains go up, the lights go on, and Yitzhak Perlman walks onto stage, slowly, takes his time till he gets to his place. He sits down and he picks up his violin. The audience is silent, you can hear a pin drop. He signals to the orchestra to begin, and the symphony starts. Beautiful music, it's gorgeous. Soon after he starts playing, one of the strings of his violin snaps with a loud bang. It's close enough to the beginning of the performance, he simply could have nodded to the orchestra, to the conductor, to stop playing. He could have fixed the string, and he could have continued as normal. But he didn't. He signaled to the conductor to continue playing, and in his mind, he organized the music in a totally different manner. In an amazing way, he used the remaining three strings that he had and actually made a brand new piece of music on the spot in his head and rearranged it together with the orchestra, and it was fantastic. And the audience are watching this, thinking this is probably one of the most unbelievable pieces of music in history that we have ever seen. The witnessing of such a sight of this person who struggles with whatever he struggles with, but yet managed to recompose instantaneously the entire piece of music was something unbelievable. And as soon as he stopped, he puts down the violin, and the audience is just silent, not a sound. A few moments later, everybody rose to their feet and starts cheering wildly because they just witnessed the most unbelievable sight. What an accomplishment. Yitzhak Perlman raised his violin and asked for silence. And he said the following. It's the task of an artist to make beautiful music with what he has left. The article that brings this wasn't sure if they were referring to his situation or about his violin strings. And then they said, is this only true about an artist? We're all artists. We all have various strings throughout our lifetime that often break and snap. And it's up to us to use the strengths that we have to produce the most beautiful music with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And it's this time on Chanukah, which, as Chazal and as the Sfarim tell us, Chanukah Loshon Chinuch, it's a new start, it's a time to reflect on what happened, it's a time to make progress on the future, and think, we should all think to ourselves, are we fulfilling the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? The Hashmonaim had very little, they didn't have a huge army, they didn't have unbelievable tactics, they had a small group of yeshiva bachrim, but they had to do something, and they did it, and they accomplished it, and they won the war. And that's the nace. That's the miracle of Chanukah. Comes Chanukah, we have to ask ourselves, where are we holding? What are we doing? Are we taking the life that Hashem gave us and using it for the good? We're taking the strings, even if maybe they're not perfect, even if there are situations that don't go our way, even if we're not able to always accomplish everything we want. But let's at least try. Let's at least try. The miracle of Chanukah was they took the oil just for one night and it lasted for eight. We know the halacha is, hadlaka is a mitzvah, you just have to light the menorah. If it goes out afterwards, that's not my problem. Because it's all about trying. It's all about trying the best that we possibly can with whatever instrument we were given by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A freilichen Chanukah.